My name is Keith Unsworth. I work for Harrison's and Harrison's, organ builders of Durham City. We'd worked on Colson Hall, Newcastle Cathedral, and various organs in the middle 50s. Coventry Cathedral wanted Harrison's to build the organ. Mr. Cuthbert Harrison was the boss at the time, and he got the contract to build the organ for Coventry Cathedral. This started in 1960. It was finished in 1962, when the final voicing of the organ took place.
Most organs or churches that we go to, the church has already been built and the organ has to be installed in ideal conditions. Here we've had many difficulties, such as accessibility, getting the stuff in off the main street, and of course a fair amount of dirt. The architect for once has given real consideration to tonal effects by the fact that he's built the chambers away from the floor and he's split them up. The organ itself rests on four concrete platforms, and I think that is a great asset to an organ because it splits it up and you haven't got the same sound being thrown at you from one spot all the time.
My job was to leather the reservoirs. The reservoirs are supplying the wind to the organ and the concussions, which are fixed to various parts of the organ, just to steady the organ when it's played full. I was only a young chap in my 20s, and to do the reservoirs was a very big job. First of all, you start with the building frame is the main stay of the organ, so that all the other parts of the organ are installed in on top of the building frame and, in, you know, all over the job. Then it's all electrified. There's so many things goes into it, really.
There are something like 5,000 pipes, 88 speaking stops, and in the course of erection, the length of wire that was used in the electric action amounts to the figures of 60 miles.
Certain things do wear out over years, so some of the smaller work that was done was overhauled. The reservoirs that I worked on are still intact and in good order and still working. They've never been replaced. It makes me feel very proud that I did a good job for Coventry.